Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Clear My Skin podcast. This podcast is dedicated to research, practices, and experiences that aim to help clear one's skin of skin conditions, such as acne, but in a more natural way. I share loads of nutrition facts, findings about cosmetics and procedures, and in general, different themes that will help you clear your skin in a natural way. Before we move forward, an important disclaimer I have to make is that I'm not a doctor of any sort, and I'm not a nutritionist, and I'm not a beautician. I'm just someone who's been struggling with acne for more than 10 years without any success of curing it with traditional methods. This episode is very dear to my heart because it's about taking a step back and kind of looking at the bigger picture, and is really dedicated to how you can start your journey of really curing your acne for good in the long term by shifting your mindset. And what I mean by that is that in this episode, I'd like to talk about taking ownership and responsibility for your situation and for curing your acne and how you can go about doing that. I first cover how you can start to think of this whole situation differently, and then I dig a little bit deeper into what does it actually mean to take ownership and responsibility of your situation. And last but definitely not least, I go into depth and I share some practical steps that you can use to actually shift your perspective about this and take control of your situation. Now, let's dig in. So dealing with acne, as we all know, it can be such an emotionally taxing experience. And especially if you're already, you know, in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and you are struggling with adult acne and a chronic one at that, I think it can be such a bothersome thing to deal with because, of course, it takes a toll on your confidence and it can also take a toll on your mental health to a certain extent. I think we all try to cure our acne for specifically that reason, to like fix the appearance and to fix our looks, which is a totally legitimate reason to do that. And I think we all start from that point A. But I think where things go a little bit muddy, at least that was a personal realization of mine, was that kind of trying to fix something just for the sake of its looks, especially in the case of acne, is not the most productive way to look at things. Simply because when, and again, I'm talking from personal experience, but when I was trying to cure acne, from the perspective of it doesn't look good, I don't like myself with, you know, pimples and inflamed skin, it doesn't look good, I don't know what other people are thinking, it makes me self-conscious to a certain extent, I hate the fact that I constantly have to put on makeup when I go outside. It was not only kind of me bringing my own confidence down, it was making me a lot more self-conscious, and that was me making myself self-conscious, not somebody else doing that. Because honestly, in the grand scheme of things, acne never really did anything to me until I let it do something to me, if that makes sense. And I think also at the same time, it did something that was, this type of perspective did something that was much more detrimental in the sense that I was trying to treat a symptom rather than a cause. And also, that led to years and years and years of trying to treat a symptom rather than a cause, which of course led to unsuccessful results of never really curing the symptom, never really getting rid of the symptom. And that's mainly because the cause was never really addressed. And I personally never really tried to really dig deep and understand what the cause is. And it goes much deeper than that as well about what I'm going to go further into this episode when it comes to ownership and responsibility. But I think the reason why I wanted to talk about this on this episode and why I feel like it's such an important thing to talk about is because that perspective shift that I experienced for myself shifted not only the way I look at it, but also it just urged me to do and urged me to find the actual, like the actual cause for my symptom, which is acne. So that I think it's so important to talk about because if more people were able to kind of see things through this lens, I feel that more people will be able to get on their own journey, like really pack up and be motivated and stick to their own journey of trying to figure out why is acne happening in their body. And then they will be that much more equipped to find a solution faster and get rid of it. First things first, I think when we talk about mindset shift, we first need to really start with it's really not about looks. Even if we all started with the frustration of and the desperation of, this is how my skin looks and I can't really find the right solution for years now and I've tried so many different things. I think while it can be such a powerful motivator, in the end, it's really not looking about the real solution. Like, we're not really looking for the right solution. We're looking for a solution, but we're not looking for the right solution. And I think that it can also be very detrimental because while, trying to cure acne because of the way that it looks and because of how society views it and other people can be a powerful motivator, but it could also be a double-edged sword because while we're trying to cure a symptom and we don't manage to cure that symptom for years on end, at some point, at least again, I'm talking from personal experience, you kind of shut off a little bit on this topic. You kind of have periods where you really give up and you kind of think to yourself, well, this is kind of it. I guess this is probably genetic to a certain extent and I can't really fix it or I can't really find a solution. Because in my case as well, like I have been to so many different doctors and like I never really found something that worked for the symptom in a very long-term sustainable way that actually provided 100% proper results that I wanted. There were things that helped and alleviated the symptom to a certain extent, and I kind of learned to live with that throughout the years because I think at some point you also realize that you can't give all that power to the acne itself and it can't run your life, so it just kind of goes to the background, and you kind of accept, like, okay, this is the situation that it is. Probably it's going to change with age, or I'm going to find something in the future. And this is also kind of, I think, where part of the mindset was problematic. Moving on to, I think, what is a more healthy way of looking at the situation is to actually start looking at it not from the point of, oh, this is all about how I look, or I want to look better, I want to be less self-conscious, so this is why I'm doing it. Again, it could be a powerful motivator, but I think what was kind of very different for me and what changed the game for me in that sense was that I started to look at it as a symptom to a cause, to something that was bigger than the skin. Things were going deeper than that. And then suddenly, once I understood that and started digging up more, I quite fast understood that it was really about my health and treating my body with the respect that it deserved, rather than just wanting to look good. Because I also understood that in order to have that symptom, and in order to have that symptom for so many years as a chronic condition, I understood that also my body was probably suffering in some sort of a way. And for me, that was inflammation. And I kind of started to put the pieces of the puzzle together, and I kind of understood that inflammation within the body was one of the reasons why acne was popping up. And then I continued to dig deeper and deeper and deeper, and I tried to understand as to why my body is having inflammation, because your body having inflammation in general is not a great thing. There's a lot of people who also say that the skin is the last stop of your body when it's trying to show that something's not quite right in it. And I am a believer of that. Of course, while with some people, it really depends on genetics, and we can't say that for everything because someone could be really, really chronically ill and there's nothing wrong with their skin. Of course, this is not, this is not the context that I mean it in. However, if you are suffering from chronic adult acne for years, there's definitely some reason for it. So there's something in your body that's getting inflamed, possibly, and the acne is a symptom. It's a reaction to it. So once I started to look things differently, I understood it's really about my health and it's really about trying to get my body to its most optimal form so it doesn't continue to be angry at me. And I guess it's even not it being angry with me, it's about it showing me what works and what doesn't work for it in order for it to work in its most optimal form. And that's something that can be very, very big in terms of mindset shift because it makes you take that step back and it makes you think about what do I actually have to do to get myself better in the grand scheme of things, not just treating a little symptom. So you start paying attention to your body more, and that can be so, so powerful. And I think that big mindset shift certainly changes your own inner conversation about the whole situation with acne. It really can do miracles for your whole journey with it. And I think it can prove to be a very successful way, a very efficient way of trying to understand what's actually going on and treating it in a much faster manner. Let's put it that way. And I think a good personal example here that I like to connect for myself, at least with this, is that, for example, I have always loved to exercise and I've always been very active. And I think I got very structured with my exercising and with, thinking about my health more, probably about 5 to 6 years ago. While I have been very active my whole life, I actually started being very mindful about it and putting in conscious effort for my exercising. However, it's never really felt like a chore, and it's never really felt like I've had to do it because I have to look good or because I have to be a certain weight or because this or that person looks like this. And I've always managed to do it very effortlessly, and I've always managed to be in very, very good physical shape. And the reason for that is that when it comes to exercise and when it comes to weight and all that, I kind of actually see exercise as a necessity for my mental and physical health. It's not about looking good. Looking good is a very, very, very awesome byproduct of it. I'm not gonna lie. Like when I go to the beach and I put on a bikini, like I've never been self-conscious about that. And I feel good in my body, but that's a much more powerful feeling for me to be able to go up a flight of stairs and not, feel bad or feel my strongest kind of is a very big motivator for me. And the fact that I exercise regularly and it's doing miracles for my mental health, and it's so necessary for me at that stage that I don't see it as I need to look good. And I think if it was even with exercising, like if I put it all in the bucket of I have to do this because I have to look good and I can't be sexy or I can't look good or I can't feel good about myself if I don't exercise, and I see all these other people around me exercising and this and this, like it all of this is very unnecessary noise in my opinion that gets to you. And this is also why a lot of these people struggle with consistency, and a lot of people do it for the wrong reason, and that's why a lot of people also struggle with weight, and they struggle with getting to the gym on time, and they struggle with enjoying what they actually do for exercising. So I started connecting these type of two different mindsets. And it started to make a lot of sense to me. And then I started thinking, just another example, like I'm not gonna go into it, but think about building a business. I think the most successful people out there, like the most successful entrepreneurs out there, definitely wanna make money. And money is an awesome byproduct of building a successful business, but they didn't set out to build a very successful business that actually reaches a lot of people with the intention of, I wanna make money. They did it with a deeper, better reason. Whether that's helping others or proving something to themselves, there can be a lot of different factors, but I think all of this just kind of boils down to it can't be just about looks, because and it can't be about surface things, because with most things in life, it's not about surface things in the first place. And now I move on to the second part of this episode, where I want to talk a little bit about what does it mean to take ownership and responsibility of your situation? So I think that first, if I've gotten to you in any way with the whole idea about the mindset shift, that's already a very powerful step one. However, if you change your mindset but don't do anything about it, yeah, it's a very half-pregnant situation. So you can start to see things differently, and I think it could be a powerful motivator, and it could unleash and open the doors for you to do something, but you also need to become very mindful about it. So a while back, I had a personal epiphany about all of this. So it wasn't just the mindset shift. The mindset shift was the first big, massive step, and it kind of shattered glass in my head for a lot of things. However, when it comes to my personal epiphany, I think I realized that over these years of struggling with acne as well, I never really understood what it meant to take ownership and responsibility of the situation. I told myself, I'm going to go to all of these doctors, I'm doing everything that I can, and they're prescribing me these medicine, it's not really working, and I'm doing this that I read in this article, and I'm doing this, and I went to this beautician, and the list just kept on going and going and going and going. And if you remember what I spoke about in the beginning of the episode, which was by doing this, you get stuck in a cycle, which at some point can become very counterproductive, because you also see that a lot of the things that you a lot in parentheses of the things that you're doing don't actually work. It can be very, very tricky territory, because first of all, you convince yourself that you are doing a lot of things, which in reality it might not be a lot of things. B, even if you're doing a lot of things, you are still expecting that something or someone is going to come and fix it for you. And that is a very dangerous zone. And number three on this list is that if you've done all of these things and you understand to a certain extent that someone else has to come and do it and fix it for you, you get stuck in a loop where you give up your control, where you give up the understanding of, oh shit, it's not going to be a doctor that fixes this for me, most probably. They can be a necessary tool and a useful one at that, but they're not going to be the ones that actually solve my problem. That was a massive, massive, massive epiphany for me because I realized I needed to take ownership of the situation and I really needed to do the work myself. I understood also that what it means to take responsibility of the situation means that I might not be in the situation necessarily because of my own doing. You know, it could be that acne, as we all know, to a certain extent, is genetic as well. And I understood that even though it's not my own doing, I am probably not doing everything that I can to fix it. And also, it's in my power to take the necessary steps to find out what's actually going on and then solve for it. And it's a very powerful mindset switch, again, not just shift, but it's a switch because it happens in the moment. I highly advise you to start thinking of your situation in the same way. And this is also, this whole epiphany and this whole journey so far has kind of also taught me that I learned the hard way that I honestly need to do my own research and not trust doctors blindly. Because when I look back and I think about the different dermatologists that I went to, the different doctors that I went to, these people, while they're very, very knowledgeable and I have a very high respect for their profession, they oftentimes treat for conditions based on symptoms rather than trying to dig for the cause. And with a condition like acne, that can be so individual, and in general, the cause for it in many occasions is not necessarily very clear, especially in different individuals. The traditional systems of how doctors work hasn't kept up with what's actually going on in the world and all the alternative ways you can start learning about how to treat this yourself. And for me, that was so glass-shattering because understanding that going to doctors and then prescribing something to you is not necessarily going to solve your problem was a big, big, big mindset shift. Like it kind of, this whole thing kind of felt like a dominoes game because you start with one thing and then it all starts to like go down and your whole perspective about it all starts to shift and different aspects of the whole problem start to shift as well. And I think this whole thing just kind of pushed me to really go and do. So I started doing my own research and I really mean it. I mean, like, I started digging deep into scientific research, which I know is not everybody's game. Like, for example, I went to uni for 4 years where I had to read, had to, again in parentheses, had to read a shit ton of different research papers, and I never really wanted to do it. I think after reading one paper, 70% of it in the first year, the first semester, first course, I stopped doing that altogether. And ever after that, it was basically control F. And now with this whole situation, for the first time in my life in a very long time, I started actually very much seeking and enjoying and reading all these academic papers that had to do with acne and different causes, and of course, solutions for it. So I started doing my own research. I went to different doctors. I forced them basically to tell me which hormones need to be tested because I've written about this on my blog as well. But a lot of these dermatologists, for example, when you go in, they immediately start prescribing you something like antibiotics, whether it's benzoyl peroxide or it's something like Accutane. Like there's just so many different things. And again, it's about treating the symptom, it's not treating about the cause. So I forced doctors to tell me which hormones I need to go test. You know, I double checked these for myself. I went and did the test. I found the right specialist. I went and did extra tests. I took prescriptions of specialists as well, like endocrinologists with a grain of salt. And, you know, for example, my most recent experience was that I understood that I have a certain level of hormonal imbalance, which, you know, is not that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things, but it could be. So it needs to be regulated in a way. And one of the most common ways of treating that is with the pill. However, I don't necessarily want to take the pill because I want to do a more natural treatment. Of course, in the long run, that might not be very sustainable, but I wouldn't be able to know unless I do my own research and I test this on myself first and then I see what happens. I need to also consult with different types of professionals in this sphere, and I need to try and find something that works better for myself. And in the meantime, as well, I've done IPL, which has helped with scarring and actually inflammation as well. So, as a consequence, as well, it's breakouts. And that all of this has happened in the span of like a few very short months. So, I think 2 or 3. And that's just the beginning of a very long journey, of course, to actually finding the right solution for the problems that arise. So, all in all, what I wanted to say here is that I really tried to take ownership of the situation and understood that it was my responsibility to solve my own problem. Because a doctor, going to a doctor can be a great step. And oftentimes in this journey, it's very necessary to even go to a few, but they're not necessarily going to solve your problem 100%. And based on everything that I'm already doing, I just kind of try to really hold myself accountable as much as I can. And I think that anyone in this situation should. And what I mean by that is if you're doing a specific type of diet, or if you are saying certain things like, I've tried everything so far, but you haven't, you need to hold yourself accountable to this. And this brings me to section number 3. Now I want to talk a little bit about how you can start to shift your own perspective about the situation and you can take control of it. I hope that so far, some of it and some of what I've said has resonated with you, whether that is, about the fact that you can shift your mindset to not only look at it as I want to fix my looks, but also, and I want to be less self-conscious, but also about it's all about my health and treating my body and understanding what's actually going on in it. And then kind of, I hope that at least some part of the ownership responsibility part resonated, just because I think it can be so powerful and it can really, really help someone in the long run. At least it did with me. And now I think I can share just some useful tips as to how you can go about on this journey by yourself as well. The first step I think here is that you also need to understand that a mindset shift for whatever it is doesn't necessarily happen overnight. Sometimes it does, which can be a beautiful thing, but sometimes you just need to keep on digging within yourself to kind of understand that, especially if you've treated acne for years on end on a surface level, it might take a little bit to learn new, better habits and to see things in a different way. It might take a little bit more of time to understand what it means for you to take responsibility and ownership for yourself in that situation, and also what it means to call yourself on your own BS. But I'm gonna get into that a little bit later. I think the second step has to be, at least has been for me, that I had to get comfortable with not being comfortable. And what I mean with that is that, like, acne, especially for me, has been there, and I think for a lot of people out there, has been with them for a while. And of course, there's probably a certain level of discomfort when you look yourself in the mirror because you don't necessarily like what you see. And that's a totally normal thing. I think that while you're still struggling with it, there's always going to be a part of you that's like, well, I wish my skin was different, or I wish my situation was different. But I think the one thing that I've managed to do well over the years is that I've stopped giving it a lot of power in my head, because you also understand that this is not necessarily what everyone's looking at. And that's not necessarily, and even if it is, yeah, they should just kind of go do stuff to themselves, to put it very lightly and very politely. It's, this is probably, even if like someone is very concerned about your looks or whatever, that's probably not the right people you should be hanging out with. And they should go mind their own business because they don't sound like good people in the first place. And I think the confidence that you have can really improve if you stop giving it all that like rental space in your mind. If you stop thinking about it all the time as something that's a driving factor, because there's of course cases where you're like, oh, this doesn't look great. Like, I don't want to go out. I don't want to go out and meet people. I don't feel like it today because the skin doesn't look great or whatever. And I think what's been super, super useful for me over the years has been to learn to go and do regardless. And if someone, first of all, nobody really will do something like that, but if someone tries to like undermine you or bring you down for something like that in any way, like no matter how subtle it is, you should shut it down. And you should shut it down for your own self, because you can say anything to that person, which you should, but you should also just kind of think about, yeah, that doesn't really bother me, because in the long run, again, probably they're shitty people in the first place if someone tries to do that. So while I completely understand the confidence situation, it's a very difficult thing to obtain. It doesn't happen overnight as well, but I think that what I've at least seen with myself as well over the years, the less I cared about this, the better I feel like my skin started looking. And then I teased it less, I didn't pay that much attention to it. And then suddenly it kind of started going to the background of everything. And that's been a very powerful thing. And another thing that I think can also really help in that situation is that at some point you also really need to take a break from mindlessly watching, whether that's YouTube videos or reading random articles on Google, because that's not really taking ownership of the situation. That's procrastinating. And while you might think you're getting ideas, what you should do instead is to, yes, assemble a lot of that information and assimilate it, but making a plan instead is much more empowering for you as well. Like, you can't give up. Like, you need to keep on thinking about proactive ways to deal with this and continuing to bombard yourself with like success stories here or, you know, all these different recommendations online. While it could be productive, you also need to put a limit on it. I think another way to kind of getting comfortable with not being comfortable is using humor to look a little bit more lightly on the situation, because it's life, you know? And of course, it's a shitty situation to be in. But again, the bigger picture, you could look at it a little bit more lightly for yourself, because that's going to really help you in the long run. And it's going to help you kind of depressurize this whole idea that you have in your head. And while, again, it's very difficult to do it, it's much easier said than done. I honestly can say from personal experience that can really, really help. Number three on my list is to get really, really honest with yourself. Like, have you really tried everything? Like, when you have acne, for example, a lot of us say, oh, I've tried everything. And to be honest, I'm calling myself out big on this one, because for years I used to say, oh my God, I've tried everything. Oh my God, I've been to all the doctors, I've done all the things, I've done all the procedures, I've researched. That was not true. That was 100% not true. And I think it also relates to what I was talking about earlier in this episode, which was, you know, you get into this loop and you get into the cycle of you try a few things, they don't work. Because it's all about image in the end, and because it was all about treating a symptom, it doesn't really work. Or, you know, even if it goes a little bit deeper, it was probably half-assed. And I'm not talking just about myself, I'm talking also about people in general. And then it ends up being like, oh, it didn't work. Oh, it didn't work. Oh, it didn't work. It's a shitty situation anyways, and it didn't work. So then I'm just gonna shut off, and I'm not gonna make more powerful and strategic moves here. That question of like being very honest with yourself, like, have you really tried everything, can be again another big mindset shifter, because you have to start thinking first, like, did I test my hormones? Did I test like for different dietary intolerances? Like, did I try different diets, for example? Did I try cutting out dairy and sugar? But like, did I really try cutting out dairy and sugar? Did I really try cutting gluten and meat, for example, if you think that those might be potentially setting you off in any way? You know, there's so much talk out there how people who've switched completely vegan and have stuck with it religiously for about at least 6 months have seen their acne completely disappear. So, you know, that's, have you really tried everything? And it's not like I'm recommending you go vegan, but it's more about like, did you start with testing? Did you try to kind of really dig deep and do your own research and find out what could be potentially wrong? Like, did you consult with a set of different professionals? Like, did you consult with all the dermatologists? Did you consult with all the naturopaths? Did you consult with all the other types of doctors out there that could be really useful for you in this situation? And I can almost assure you that the answer is going to be no, because if you did, you probably would have found a solution for yourself. And the thing is, this is not about judging, and this is not about making one feel like they haven't done their job. On the contrary, this is something that's just an objective point of view, because I've experienced this myself. Because this again ties into this whole thing that I've been talking about throughout this episode, which is, When you tell yourself that you've done really everything and nothing works, that's a very dangerous belief that will keep you in the same place of actually not going and taking ownership of the situation and not really finding what the cause is, at least. Not even the solution. Like, we're not even talking about the solution right now. We're even still at the stage of, do you know what the cause is? Because understanding what the actual cause is probably like 50 or 60% of the fight itself. Take a moment and really reflect on this. Number four on my list to start shifting your perspective and taking control of the situation is to turn and learn, or in other words, to start getting familiar with what's actually in the products that you're using for your body. So that's something that I'm very much in the beginning of the process, but already has been so eye-opening because I work in marketing and I've worked in marketing for more than half a decade. And if there's anything that I've learned is that with these products, for example, when you read a lot of them on the packages, it all sounds absolutely dandy and amazing. Like that one cream, that one cleanser with that really sleek brand or a very established medical brand sounds and looks like it's, and holy shit, it smells like it's gonna solve all of your problems and it's gonna solve your acne and it's probably gonna make you a happier person. And you know what? That is exactly what good marketing does. It gives you promises which you might not necessarily fulfill. It gives you a feeling of certainty, or at least gives you a feeling of hope and promise. But whether or not the actual product's gonna deliver that is a whole other story. So I can tell you as a marketing professional, like, don't necessarily trust everything that's out in these packages. Because for years I would see something and I would be like, oh my God, it has this ingredient. This is so good. Like, I read it in this one article that this is so good for your face. So maybe that's the key that finally unlocks the whole puzzle. And nah, it doesn't work like that. And actually, when you start to turn and learn, you, and what I mean by that is like, take that cream that you just start with the products you currently have. Take them all, turn them over, and start reading what's actually inside of them. And then start researching what all of these different things mean. And while that, again, might be 50% in this specific process of winning the battle, it's a big step because you start realizing, first of all, you get into the mindset of understanding and carefully choosing what's in your products. B, you start to understand what the different things on the labels mean, which is so freaking important because you have no idea, I think, how many terrible ingredients there could be in these creams. Even if they claim to be very organic or very medical, it might not work. Number three, you start to understand better and better and better for yourself with time what works for your skin and what doesn't. Because it's, of course, with acne, I think a big part of winning the battle is actually understanding what the cause is internally. However, there's also a big battle that needs to happen on the outside, intern like outside, externally. And we need to understand that if you are to treat scars or if you are to treat certain types of different acne symptoms, one cream's not gonna solve it all. 100%. And it really depends what your skin is, what your skin type is, what your skin condition is, what's the reason for your skin condition, how do different ingredients affect your skin. So, as I said, it's a long battle, but that is a necessary step. So, I would definitely recommend to start getting into the mindset of turning and learning as well. Number five is to really, really, really do your own research, which builds up on the previous point. Like, start digging into scientific papers or, start consulting with more specialists, whether that's nutritionists, possibly dermatologists who come in highly recommended, endocrinologists, and so on and so on. Or if you're not someone that wants to sit there and read a 30-page paper on, let's say, probiotics and their effect on acne lesions on a Friday night with a glass of wine. I understand that that's not, the idea of a relaxing pastime for a lot of people. So n zero judgment there. But I would definitely say that you need to become more mindful about what you put on your body and what you put on your body. And you need to understand better for yourself what the cause for your acne is. So if you don't want to really dig into all of that literature, what you can do is to start at least listening and reading the work of people who have done the research. Of course, I'm claiming myself to be one of these people here, but there's so many podcasts out there. I think there's so many, at least blogs out there. I'm not really sure about podcasts, but there's so many video channels on YouTube. There's so many articles out there by people who have done the research and have a different opinion than, oh, you know, we are an article in Cosmopolitan and here are five factors that can cure your acne. Stop, you know, using makeup wipes. Yeah, duh. So what I'm saying is try to find more credible sources because that will give you a much more filtered and much more specific stream of information that can actually really help you. I think that one of the common mistakes that I've also done over the years is to just go on Google, write something generic about acne, and then start reading the first two to three articles, which are probably garbage anyways, or even if they're not garbage, they are very, very generic and they don't really dig deep into the actual cause of things. They might source a few interesting research papers. However, that's for me to go then, you know, go and then dig deeper. So be mindful where you get your information. Number six on this list is to keep yourself very accountable, but not judging yourself. So as I already mentioned, like you need to get to a point where you cut the BS with yourself. Whether that's, you know, how you get your information, whether that's saying I've tried everything when that's not really true, or just a personal example, you know, in my case that was going to be sticking to a specific diet. Like I love the low glycemic diet and I think I've had a lot of positive results with it. But I would stick to it for 2 months. I would start seeing results. And then, because it's so freaking difficult for me to refuse specific types of foods that I love, which are just so bad for acne, whether that's like fries, burgers, dairy products, oh my God. You know, I had to get really, like, very honest with myself and quite accountable because if I wanted real results, I really have to stick to that diet for at least 6 months at first to see real results, and then if they are positive results, continue to stick with it. So that's why I'm saying, like, keep yourself accountable, but don't judge yourself. Like, this is not about shaming yourself for anything. It's about just being aware and course correcting when necessary. I know that dealing with acne can be such a struggle that can seriously take a toll on your confidence and even mental health. If you've struggled with it for years, it can be so demotivating to keep on trying different creams and seeing different doctors, doing different types of procedures, eating different foods with no real results. However, I really do believe that committing yourself to finding a solution for your own problem can be at first overwhelming, sure, but also very, 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 very powerful and super beneficial in the long run. I think this is where we actually get to the point of really solving the issue long term in a way that benefits your health rather than just, you know, treating a symptom. So I would definitely say if you decide to take on this journey of trying to clear your skin in a more natural way, you just first need to really start thinking about it from a health perspective rather than look perspective, and then reflect more and start taking ownership and responsibility for the situation because you will be amazed at how quickly that can push you in the right direction to find a solution for your problem that's long term and that's really actually good for your health. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I really hope you got some quality insights from it. If you're more of a newsletter person and like to receive condensed info to your inbox on the same topics that we discuss here, make sure to subscribe to my newsletter, either via the blog or directly go to clearmyskin.substack.com. Until next time, drink your water, eat the good foods, and keep on looking for ways to clear your skin naturally. Catch you later!